the river batteries. During this era in history, most roads were not paved, and winter travel was difficult as roads became knee-deep in mud from the heavy rains and constant travel of marching soldiers, horses, cannon, and wagon wheels. Since movement of men and supplies was so important to both armies, control of the rivers was an immediate priority. The invading Union Army relied on its newly fashioned ironclad gunboats for control of these waterways, while the Confederates built forts such as Henry and Donelson to hold the rivers, fully aware that loss of its rivers would spell disaster. Fort Donelson armed its batteries with heavy seacoast artillery, which consisted of 8 32-pounders and 1 10-inch Columbiad in the lower battery, and 2 32-pound carronades and a 6.5-inch rifled gun in the upper battery. The 32-pounders were capable of lobbing a 32-pound ball a distance of 1 mile, while the Columbiad fired a 128-pound projectile and boasted a range of 3 miles. The cannons were mounted on large wooden and metal carriages in the U-shaped earthworks below. On the afternoon of February 14th, Naval Commander Andrew H. Foote brought his fleet of 4 ironclads, the St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Louisville, and the Carondelet, up the Cumberland to attack Fort Donelson. Fresh from victory at Fort Henry, Foote employed the same tactics that had worked so well just a week before, pressing to a close range and hoping to again destroy the Confederate battery. As the gunboats rounded the bend in the river, they came under the fire of the 10-inch Columbiad and the 6.5-inch rifled gun. They continued to press on the fort until the range was 800 yards and came under the fire of the 32-pounders. Ignoring the furious barrage from the Confederate battery, Foote drove his ill-fated fleet to within 400 yards of the Confederate guns. At this range, aiming from the small gun ports of the ironclads became difficult for the Union Navy because of the elevation of the Confederate battery. The angle of fire proved to be another advantage for the Confederate battery, as the shells struck at near right angles and penetrated the gunboat armor. After 3 of the gunboats had been disabled and Foote himself wounded, the fleet drifted back downriver in retreat as Confederate brass and enlisted men alike celebrated with shouts of victory. The iron valentines with which the fleet had been greeted affected 54 casualties, while the Confederates within the river battery did not lose a man. The hills and hollows surrounding the small town of Dover echoed with sounds of rejoicing as the dreaded gunboats that had so handily reduced Fort Henry had been soundly defeated at the hands of the young and inexperienced artillerymen of Fort Donelson.